fall apart. When my life no one makes sense at all.
You will go into that relationship and you will be alone because you never invited him. And when things begin to mess up, that is when you call on him. You were alone. Give him time to prepare you. We entered into so many businesses. I tell you, you were alone. So many friendships. You were alone. I tell you, you were alone. That is why you felt lonely. You were not satisfied. You were not happy. You were alone. You were alone. I tell you, you were alone. But this afternoon, no matter the time you are in at your jurisdiction, I am here to tell you, you are not alone. If you have a relationship with Christ, you are not alone. Listen, Jesus was in the boat, but they were alone. Ha! Jesus was in the boat, but they were alone. Bible said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all. Begin to declare to yourself, I'm not alone. You know, when you read Psalm 23, Psalm 23 is a very powerful scripture which people don't look at it. We used to say it in schools when we were in schools. We never look at it carefully. Now let me tell you, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leads me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now hear this part, verse number 5. He said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. I tell you, you are not alone. Then he said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death. Do you know what it means to walk through the valleys and the shadows of death? When his own master was after him, when the whole nation was after him, he realized that no, if I'm not dead and I'm alive, then I'm not alone. If that situation have not killed me, I'm not alone. He said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, no matter what is going on in my life, I'm not alone. Even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me.
You were seated on the throne.
I said, if that situation have not killed you, it doesn't matter. Even when you are in prison, if you are hearing me from the prison yard, I am here to tell you, you are not alone. I prepared a message. You are not alone.
Jesus, you are,
tell yourself, I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
I'm not alone. Jesus, you are here with me. No matter what I face, I know fills my face.
I tell you, the moment you realize that you're not alone in that situation, you recognize his presence in your life. The moment you realize that you are not alone, but with him, you are with him in that situation, you begin to call on him. I tell you, David said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil. Ha! Even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, Mention your name and say to yourself, I, Mary, I, Akia, I mention your name, I, Jonathan, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Mention your name and say to yourself, I fear no evil. Beloved, share the life. I want you to share. Take this act of faith. Like it and share. And make people connect. I fear no evil. Devil, I'm not afraid of you. Now listen to me. Listen to what Bible says. It said, dear children, do not be afraid. For he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Have you forgotten? You know, sometimes we forget ourselves. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You know what is in the world? Sicknesses, struggles, disappointments, confusions, divorce, bad relationship. Beloved, I'm not alone. Things that fight us. Jesus, he says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So David said, I fear no evil. I fear no evil. I fear no evil. Sometimes it seems your life is in shambles. Sometimes it seems your life has no starting point and ending point. Sometimes you feel you have been blown away like a balloon. But I'm here to tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone. You are only alone when you forget the presence of God. Hear me. The disciples were in the boat. The Bible said, the storm was too heavy. The more they do what they can do to make things work, things get worse. When they want to make things, when they want to do everything, they want to do everything to make things work. That is when things begin to get worse. When I don't walk at end of road, I am confident. When they think they are doing their best to make things work, that is when things get worse. I tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. Wherever you are not alone. And Bible said, they did all their power could do. Do you remember the day that Jesus visited them at the shore? They said, Rabbi, we have done all that we could do. Remember, they were experienced fishermen. You don't understand why you used to educate people and tell people how to manage their relationship, but you yourself, you can't manage your own relationship. You don't understand. Any relationship you fall into it, you have vomited out. But you used to advise people how to manage. You used to encourage people how they can pray. But when it gets your turn, you're not able to pray. You are doing everything by your own power. When my life no one makes sense, you are doing everything by your own power. They were in the boat with Jesus. Sometimes you may think you know Christ, But I tell you, you have not invited him into that situation. And that's what I'm saying. You entered into that situation with your own mind and your own character and anything you could do. You thought you are perfect. You think you are beautiful. You think you are this. You think, yes, that man is the right man for me. But have you prayed about it? Have you prayed about that situation? Have you prayed about that business? Have you prayed about it? Some of us, we enter into it when things begin to mess up. That is when we remember that, yes, indeed, there is a living God. And sometimes, you know the worst thing. When your phone is in your pocket and you forget that your phone is in your pocket, Jesus. I say, when you have your phone and you place your phone in your pocket and you forget that your phone is in your pocket and you are looking for it. Somebody, I wanted to pray right now and say, oh God. Oh God. I'm not alone. Even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I know you are with me. No matter the challenge I'm going through right now, oh God, I know you are with me. Whatever trouble I'm facing right now, I know you are with me. That is why that sin has not killed me. Do you know something? That sickness that you are battling has killed somebody. Do you know that that relationship that you are crying about has killed somebody? Somebody went to do the same relationship and that person went to commit suicide. That same business has killed somebody. Some people went out to shop and bring back. That same job you are doing, which you say it is not good, that same job has killed somebody. I said, the worst thing in life is when your phone is in your pocket and you forget that your phone is in your pocket and you are looking for it. Jesus, you felt you are alone because you are alone. Because you think you are alone. He is in your life, but you are alone because you don't know where you place him. You are alone because you have forgotten that he is in your life. See, it doesn't matter, you go to church. You can even be in the house of the Lord, but you are alone. You are more than being in the house. You can be on this life, but I tell you, it may seem as if you are not here. My assurance is, I said, Jesus was in the boat. Jesus was in the boat, but they forget that Jesus was in the boat. They forget that Jesus was in the boat. Jesus was in the boat, but they have forgotten that Jesus was in the boat. You know, sometimes situations make you feel like you are alone. Certain battles in life makes you feel as if you are alone. Certain things you are going through makes you feel as if life, no matter what I face, I know fear has left you alone. Beloved, I am here to speak to you. I'm telling you the mind of God. If you can know and understand the mind of God concerning your life, Bible says in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 7, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. I condemn every tongue that makes you feel alone. Every tongue that is making you feel alone, anything that makes you feel that you are, your life is messed up, I shut it up in the name of Jesus. I shut it up in the name of Jesus. I shut it up in the name of Jesus. Every voice of the devil that makes you feel that nothing will work in your life, I silence it in the name of Jesus. I silence it in the name of Jesus. I come against 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 the name of Jesus. Every dream of affliction, you are praying against it. Every dream that you dream, anything the devil reveals to you that makes you feel as if nothing will work, every dream of affliction, every dream of affliction, every dream of affliction, die now, 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 every dream of affliction, die. Every voice, it says, I wish above all things. I wish above all things. Bible says, we demolish every argument and every pretension that set itself above the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? We demolish every argument. Every argument in your mind. Every argument in your mind. Every doubt in your mind, I demolish it in the name of Jesus. 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 Every argument, anything that is saying to you that it shall not be well with you, I cancel it in the name of anything that is saying to you that you will die before your time. I come against the name of Jesus. Anything that is speaking to your spirit that you are alone, that situations will not get better but it will rather get worse, I come against anything that is telling you that you will not get married, I silence it in the name of Jesus. I tell you, anything that is saying to you, you will not get married. I speak as a prophet of God. As I speak, may the spirit of the Lord enter into you now. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse number 2. Bible said, as he speak, the spirit entered me. Jesus, hear me. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says, Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Listen carefully. There are voices that cast your spirit down and makes you feel as if you're alone. That makes you feel as if alone and direct you to certain places that you shouldn't have to go. I call it arguments. As I'm speaking to you, any spirit that rises itself above the knowledge of God. You know the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God concerning your life is for you to be happy and get what you have to get on this earth. Every argument in your life, for Bible says, in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, it says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. I tell you, I cast down every argument, any pretension, anything that sets itself or makes itself greater than what God is saying in your life is cast down in the name of Jesus. Anything that I'm speaking to you, that will say to you, it shall not be well, refuse what the prophet of God is saying. Huh? I come against it in the name. May he catch fire in the name of Jesus. May he catch fire in the name of Jesus. May he catch fire in the name of Jesus. May he catch fire in the name of Jesus. May he catch fire, 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 fire. May he catch 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 fire. In the name of Jesus. May he catch fire. 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 See, as I speak, there's a spirit that is entering into you now. For Bible says, in Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, it says, then the spirit entered me when he spoke to me. Then the spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet and heard him who spoke to me. Ha! The word of God here is setting you on your feet right now. Begin to do what you cannot do. Begin to receive what you cannot receive. In the name of Jesus. Now I speak into your life now. May you receive that grace. That grace. That grace. May you receive that grace to be healed. Receive the healing power of God. Receive the healing power of God. Receive the deliverance power of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. You are delivered from anything of the enemy. You are delivered. You are delivered. Your life is covered. Your life is covered. I declare into your life, as I speak, the Spirit of the Lord is entering to you. As I speak, the Spirit of the Lord is entering to you. As I speak, the Spirit of the Lord is entering to you. As I speak, the Spirit of the Lord is entering to you now. Likado shake the bracopa di cadabracapa. Likado canabracapa The Lord is liberating somebody right now. The Lord is liberating somebody. Likupara maracapa. Likapacapa catata. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know the situation you are facing now. But one thing I believe that the Lord is good. One thing I believe that He's able to do a city abundantly. And above all, Likapakapata Hakapata.
My life so beautiful.
Hear me.
I can stop singing because it's
Bible said they were in the boat with Jesus. And they didn't know. They forgot. Not that they were not aware. But they have forgotten that Jesus was in the boat with them. See. Ha. Ha. I tell you, you can be praying all the time. But you can refuse the power of God. You can be going to church all the time. But you can forget the presence of God in your life. This time, I'm calling you back to order. Back to order. Begin to feel the presence of God, and it only happens with faith. Ah, and Bible said, and they came to themselves and realized that Jesus was in the boat. Ah, if you can call on Him. Ah.
Stop singing because you turned my life around.
Jeremiah 33 verse 3, it says, call on me, call on me. I want you to call on Jesus right now. Actually, you are not alone. If you realize that you are not alone, call on Him now. 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 Call on him now.
My life is beautiful. I can't stop singing.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, may you fill this place that I am, oh God. May your presence fill this place. May the Spirit of the Lord fill this place. May the power of the Lord fill this place right now. Holy Spirit, take control now. Holy Ghost, take over now. Holy Ghost, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over.
You are the Word. You are the Word.
Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Spirit of the living God, take over. Take over. Take over. Take over. Take over. Madoshe kabarahandu paraba. You are delivered now. You are delivered now. You are delivered now.
Jesus, turn back on me. Many turned your side on me. But Jesus, you came, oh, you came through for me.
I want you to pray right now.
When I thought I was in my Lord,
you have to feel the presence of God around you wherever you are.
To the ground, but Jesus,
you are calling upon the name of the Lord.
You drew me up now.
You are calling upon the name of the Lord.
When I thought my life was finished, when I thought I've ascended, I never knew it was just beginning. Hey. When I thought my life was finished, when I thought my life was ended, I never knew it was just beginning. See my life today, see my life today. See how you made a name, a global name, a global name. See how you made me, Lord.
Jesus.
See how you made a global name. See how you made.
Jesus is calling Jesus on you now.
Jesus, oh, Jesus,
he said, whatever situation you are walking in right now, acknowledge me. For I am with you.
I thought it was all over. But God, you
whatever situation you are in now,
came through for me.
I tell you, you can be going to church. But you may not have the presence of God. You may not have the presence of God. You may not have the presence of God. I tell you, Jesus was in the boat. But they have forgotten that Jesus was in the boat. I tell you, Jesus was in the boat. If you can lift up your voice in prayer, if you can lift up your voice in prayer and say, Lord, I'm not alone. Lord, I'm not alone.
When everything wanted fall apart,
David said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death. Let me explain this place for you.
My assurance is I'm not alone. Jesus, you were seated on the throne. When nobody fit to serve my case. When it be like say my life they waste. My assurance is I'm not alone.
Yes.
Jesus, you are not alone. On the throne.
You can be alone.
I'm not alone.
See, it doesn't matter what you're going through.
Jesus.
Hear me.
No matter what I face, I don't feel you.
Now, cast your mind back. Sometimes certain things happen in your life, and those things are the ways of the devil to distract you. Ah, to make you feel that you don't have him in your life. But I'm here to tell you, as a prophet of the Most High, this is the mind of God concerning your life. It says, call unto me and I'll answer and show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. Hear me, beloved. It said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health. Do you know why? There are a lot of people who have prospered in worldly things, but they are not well, they are not happy. Something is going on in their life. The joy has been taken away. Do you know something? Sometimes, when what you are looking for is not met, anything God does in your life, you may not see it. Anything God does in your life, you may not see it. That is when you begin to walk alone. The devil will make you feel as if nobody wants to help you. The devil will make you feel as if your life is messed up and nobody wants to hear you.
When my life no one makes sense,
the devil will make you feel
my assurance is
as life, your life is messed up.
Jesus, you were seated on the throne.
What to bring happiness into your life, the devil will take it out of your life.
When he be like
the most important thing, which is Christ. Bible says Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. It says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. The devil will take away the glory within you, which is Jesus in your life. So Jesus will be in your life, but it may sound as if Christ is not in your life. And the happiness and the joy you have to get because of just a little thing, one expectation, you forget that Christ is your hope of glory. You forget the existence of God in your life. Can you imagine, beloved, that they were in the boat, they have walked with Jesus. Jesus has performed a lot of miracles with them. They were in the same boat with Jesus. When the storm began to blow, they began to use their own power. I believe that they will be calling on God, God save us, God save us, God save us. They felt alone. The fact alone, sometimes you feel alone. Don't I have anyone who can connect me to that man? Don't I look beautiful? Am I doing anything wrong? The devil has made you feel alone. My assurance is
I'm not alone. Jesus, you were seated on the throne.
Bible said, in him was life, and that life was the light of men.
Many be like, say, my life they wish.
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
I'm not alone. Jesus, you are seated on.
So David, recognizing this, he said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil because I'm not alone.
No matter what I face, I know feels my face. Jesus, you are.
At this time, David was in the wilderness when his own master was after him, after his life. Those people he killed Goliath for were after his life. Those people he sacrificed for. He has been to school. He has tried all his best to study, and he has to graduate. Now he's looking for job. And that job. That marriage, that relationship she sacrificed for. That same marriage is fighting him or her. See, that same marriage you've sacrificed for, that same relationship, that man has turned his back on you. David was in the wilderness.
You say you know to leave me. Now my confidence be deep.
I know they love.
I am here to tell you, no matter the challenge, no matter what you're going through, you are not alone. I tell you, you can't lose your faith. This is faith assembly. People with faith have gathered here. I want you to walk in faith. Take it in faith. Do it in faith. Whatever you are doing is by faith. It's by faith. Ah. It doesn't matter what I'm telling you. I said David was in the wilderness. David is being changed by the marriage. See, sometimes, see, that same marriage is fighting you. That same marriage has taken your happiness away. That same relationship has taken your happiness away. You cry all the time. Now you have completed education. You have your bachelor's. You are looking for a job, and there's a problem. Ha!
When it be like, say, my life, they wish.
Whatever you are going through right now,
I'm
the prophet of God, and I'm being sent to speak into your life.
Jesus,
as I speak to you, the word of God is entering into you. And Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. John 1:1, Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, he said, as he speak, the spirit entered me and he set my feet on fire. May the spirit of God, which is the word of God, enter into you right now. May the word of God set your feet on fire. Begin to walk in faith. Tell yourself, I'm not alone.
No matter what I face,
I tell you, situations can make you feel that you are alone.
Jesus, you are here with me.
Situations can make you feel that you are alone. Problems, sickness, marriage issues. relationship issues can make you feel as if you're alone. I tell you, they were in the boat. They were in the boat. Were they not in the boat with Jesus? But they felt alone. They felt alone. I said, they felt alone. See, any time you feel alone, you begin to die off. Did you hear what I say? Any time you begin to feel alone, anytime you feel alone, you begin to die gradually. You begin to drain gradually. Ah. When my life no more makes sense at all, my assurance is I'm not alone. Jesus, you were seated on the throne. When nobody fit to serve my case, when it be like say my life they waste, my assurance is I'm not alone. Yes. Jesus, you were seated on the throne. Yes. I say you are not alone. You are not alone. Situations can make you feel as if you are alone. Problems can make you feel as if you are alone. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice in prayer and say to yourself, oh God, may your spirit enter into me and set my feet on fire. May your spirit enter into me and set my feet on fire. Ha! May your spirit enter into me right now. Anytime you are on fire, you realize that you are not alone. It doesn't matter what is going on in your life. What matters is the word of God in your life. I don't care what you are going through. What I care is that the Lord should be in your life. Yes. See, you. If, thank you, Jesus. 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 Ah, I see God lifting somebody right now. I see God raising somebody right now. Jesus, you are here with me. No matter what I face, I don't fear. I see God renewing somebody right now. I see God touching the lives of somebody right now. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I tell you, my God, the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. When it be like say my life they wish, my assurance is I'm not alone. Jesus, you are seated on the throne. I know that Bible talks about that cripple that is always at the pool of Bethesda. When Jesus saw him, one thing he said to Jesus was that, when the angel comes to touch the water, I don't get anyone to help me. To help me. Beloved, when you are alone, no help seems satisfied. See, when you are alone, human help cannot satisfy you. See, you'll be praying for that marriage and you get into that marriage. If Christ is not in that marriage, you will never be satisfied. You will never be happy. Could you imagine that man at Bethsaida was ungrateful? I'm telling you the truth. He was ungrateful. See. Listen carefully. Or should I say, he was sounding ungrateful. He said, there's no one to help me. But you ask yourself, wasn't his own people that carried him to that place? So if there's nobody to help him, would somebody carry him and put him there? But you see, in his situation, if the angel comes to touch the water, before they will carry him and go and put him in that pool, somebody has been there already. So in his situation, all he needs is Jesus. So all he needs in Jesus. See, in that situation that you find yourself in right now, all you need is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. Because human help cannot satisfy you. All you need, you know, there are some people, they will be seeking for job, they will be looking for business to do. Somebody can give them 100,000 in giving them money to do business. But the moment they get hold of that money messed up. See, that money is not enough. That money is not enough, beloved. That money is not enough. Maybe you are praying for a relationship. That relationship is not enough. You are praying for marriage. That marriage is not enough. I tell you, you can get that marriage right now, and you may feel unhappy and sad. You may wish you were alone, not married. See, some people will be praying for children. God, give me a child, give me a child. And that child will come out, and that child will be their pain. Some people be looking for job, and when they get the job, that will be the end of their life. They will never be happy. They will never be satisfied. And always they will be alone. I tell you, Jesus can be in the boat, but you will be alone, because you have decided to be alone. You know, I took your mind back. See, when you rely on your strength and the things you can do, nothing satisfies you. Nothing satisfies you. But when Christ is in your life, that is when David said, listen to what David said. Have you thought of it? Have you thought of it? I want us to read that place. Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Listen to it.
When
it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Psalm 23 verse 4. I fear no evil. I fear no evil. For you are with me. Another version will say, for the Lord is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. This is where the devil weakens you. The devil puts troubles in your life. The devil puts anxiety into your life. The devil puts you in a situation for you to feel that you were alone. See, the moment the devil made the storm begin to rise, the disciples begin to feel they are alone. Now, look at what he said to Jesus. He said, Jesus, you are here and we are suffering, but they are forgotten until they called him. But you are here and we are suffering. May every wind blowing in your life be silent in the name of Jesus Christ. May every wind blowing in your life be silent in the name of Jesus Christ. I silence every wind blowing in your life. Every storm, every shadow of death. I tell you, the Lord is with you. 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 I tell you, the Lord is with you. Now here, hear me. Verse number five. It says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. You prepare a table before me. May the Lord prepare a table before you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord prepare a table before you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord prepare a table before you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord anoint you right now in the name of Jesus. May the Lord anoint you right now in the name of Jesus. May the Lord anoint you right now in the name of Jesus. I see your marriage coming. I see your prosperity coming. I see that table of prosperity. I see that table of healing. I see that table of joy. I see that table of deliverance. I see that table. I see that table. I see that table. I see that table of breakthrough. See that table of breakthrough. I see that table of breakthrough. I see that table. I see that table. I see that table. I see that table. I see the Lord anointing somebody for exploits. I see the Lord anointing somebody. Le kaparo palakaba, le pakado shakado, le katatatata, le prakabata, le kapa. Begin to pray and say, Lord, anoint me, Lord, anoint me, Lord. Lord, prepare a table before me. Lord, prepare a table for me. Lord, give me that testimony. La pakopa, le kapa, le kata, la prako, le kosha, le pakaba, maranka pakaba, le pakagada, la koshapa. Lift up your voice in prayer. Le kapa. Pakado Sakatabra, Lebrekadadadadai, Lekapa, Rakopayaba, Lipakaba, Makopari Paka, Lokado Shekade, Lekado Shepede. Sakopara Dadado Shaba. Lokawako Sakopari Patadata. Kikadosa. I speak into your life. I send fire to wherever you are. That fire that enters into people. And Bible said the Spirit of God fell upon them like a tongue of fire. May the Spirit of the Lord fall upon you all like a tongue of fire now. Papa, wherever you are tied right now, I release your marriage. I release your deliverance. I release your happiness. I release it now. I release that breakthrough. I release your child. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. I release your womb right now. 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 Hey! I release now. I release now. Ah! I release your womb right now. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Hey. Whatever is in your womb right now. In the name of Jesus, whatever that is in your body that is fighting you, I release it. Whatever is in your womb, I release it right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive it with faith. Receive it with faith. Receive it in faith. Receive it now. Release. Oh God, you are healing somebody right now. May the healing power of God touch you. Hey. Wow. God is releasing marriage. Hey. 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 Hey, I see it coming. I see a crown. I see a crown. I see a crown. Lord, take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Wherever you are right now, you are saying, oh God, anoint me. Bible said, touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed. David said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Ah, the Lord is preparing a table before you. The Lord is preparing a table before you. Liko shaka to ta 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 ta. Jesus. The Lord is crowning you, Adipa. Ah, I see a crown. I see a crown. I see a crown. Hey. Jesus. I see a crown. Jesus. see a car. I 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 see a car. Thank you, Jesus. Arepa, WhatsApp me after the service, okay? God bless you. Take the parable. I see a name here. Your name is your name here is Vivi, but the Lord is showing me a different name. The Lord is showing me a different name. Vivi. Vivi, I don't know, but I am entering into your womb. The Lord is taking me into your womb. I there is a situation in your womb. There is a situation in your womb. There is a situation in your womb. May the Spirit of the Lord touch you. I see a situation in your womb. I see a tree being tied up. A tree. And your womb is being tied there. A tree. There is a battle in your womb. There's a battle. There's a battle in your womb. There's a battle in your womb. Ah. Adipa, call in and let me talk to you. Let me ask you some few questions. Call in. Let me talk to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Adipa, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine.
We bless God. We bless God. I see a crown on you. I see
thank
a crown,
you, Jesus.
A crown of glory. Now let me pray for you. Now after the service, please get in touch with me. In the name of Jesus, Father Lord, I commit your daughter to your care. May your presence take charge over her life. In the name of Jesus, whatever glory that deserves her. Adipa, are you married?
No, priest.
I see a crown. I see a crown. I see a crown. The Lord is crowning you. That is what I'm asking if you're married. I see a crown in marriage. I see a crown. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Adipa, let's talk after the service. Okay? All right. God bless you. Vivi, I am seeing a different name. Adipa, you can drop. Thank you, Jesus. Labrado shabada bada 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 labada bada bada labrada bada. Vivi, call in. Vivi, your name is not Vivi. Your name is not. What is your name? Actually, call in and let me talk to you. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Vivi, how are you?
Daddy, I'm fine.
We thank God. We thank God. Your name is not Vivi. Why Vivi?
Hello.
Why Vivi?
Why Vivi?
Why Vivi?
My name is Vivian.
Your name is not Vivian. In the realms of the spirit, I'm seeing a different name. How come you were called Vivian? Talk to me.
It was.
Your line is not clear. Something is happening in the realms of the spirit now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I am seeing a different name. I am seeing a different name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Vivi, take my number and WhatsApp me. I'm about to end the life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm about to end the life. And WhatsApp me and I will WhatsApp back.
Hello, okay. Hello, Papa.
Yes. Now talk to
please,
me.
Please.
Now talk to me.
My name used to be Ejapoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the name that was given to me. But when I reached...
When you reach where? My God. Wow. Wow. All right. So.
All right. So.
Ejapomo, get in. What's happening after the service? Okay.
What's happening after the service? Okay. What's happening after the service?
Okay.
This name has an implication here. Listen to me. I see something in your womb. I saw a tree being, and your name is written. And you know, this is the name I was seeing. But I cannot pronounce. I will see a J, something, but I cannot pronounce. So I want to make sure that I see the name.
I want to make sure that I see
the name. I got to know the name. Listen to me. I see a tree. And something in a bag, like a rubber bag, has been put it into it, and your name is written on it, and the Lord is telling me that they have tied your womb under a tree. So you'll be having issues with your womb. Issues with your womb. Not everything that we can talk about here. Issues with your womb. Parakoshata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are welcome. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, WhatsApp me after the service. Ha! The name Vivian, has a problem. There's a problem with that name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I pray for you if you're here. May the Spirit of the Lord touch your life. You can get my number and WhatsApp me after the service. May the presence of the Lord touch your life. I prophesy grace upon your life. grace, because you don't deserve it. May you receive what you don't deserve in the name of Jesus. May you receive grace in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When people think your life is messed up, Jesus is also preparing you. When people think your life is messed up, when everything wonderful, Jesus is also preparing you. Get money. Please make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow me so that when I'm on live, make sure you follow the word that I speak. Because I speak the word of God and I prophesy through it. So make sure you follow me so that when I come, you can be touched and you can receive your prophecy and you can be delivered. Please make sure you follow me. And whenever I come live, make sure you join and be part of this family. Be part of this family. Be part of this family. This is a divine calling and a divine platform that God wants to transform lives. We are not here to do any kululu. What we are here for is the mind of God concerning your life. Now let me tell you how I came on this spot being up. I think this is my 4th or 5th time. I was there when the Lord opened my eyes and I saw a screen. And names were coming out of the screen. Some of the names, when I call on them, they couldn't appear. And some too, when I call, they appear. And the name become clear. On that day, a brother introduced me to this app. He said, "Man of God, there is a certain app." Then I went back to the revelation. I said, "Lord, you have something to do." See, you are here because you are called to join this life. You are called to join this family. You are called to be part of us. Follow me and be part of it. You can get my number because we are creating a WhatsApp group whereby anytime you can discuss. And God wants to use, you know, and that's one thing I want to tell you. Your blessing is not just for you. God wants you to break out so that you will be the steps for your family, for your generation. I pray for you. May you receive a divine connection. May you receive a divine connection from God. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you. May the power of God touch your life. May you encounter Christ. Now, there's one thing I want to tell you. If you don't have a relationship with Christ, get to have a relationship. The Lord says, I should tell you something. Some of you, you are just like a mobile phone. You have put it in your pocket. And you have forgotten that you have the mobile phone in your pocket. That is how Jesus has been for you. Jesus is with you. But you have forgotten that he's with you. You have forgotten to call on him. Not that you don't call on him, but you pray without knowing that he is with you. Every time you feel alone. Troubles have made you feel alone. Your desires and your wishes in life I've made you feel alone. But I'm here to tell you, you are not alone in that situation. And I say it one more time. David was able to see the future. And he said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. And he continued to say that he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointed my head with oil. May God do this for you. May you never feel alone. May you never feel alone. May you never walk alone. May you never feel that no, where it has gotten to, my life is over. May you never, anytime you feel alone, get to know that you are not alone, for Christ is with you. Beloved, you are not alone. You are not alone. Jesus is with you and is calling on you. Jesus is calling on you. He said, call on me and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. You are not alone. I want you in that relationship, that business, in that troubles you are walking through, that thing you want God to do for you. The most important thing that you know is that you are not alone. The Lord is with you. No matter the issue, get to know you are not alone. You are not alone. May the presence of the Lord be with you. I declare upon your life peace. I say more grace to you. More grace. More grace. More grace. God bless you. 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 Bye-bye. Please follow me and WhatsApp me so that you can also join. I can share the life with you when you are to join. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When everything one day fall apart, when my life no one makes sense at all, my assurance is I'm not alone. Jesus, you